Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Pettini. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Ripley. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Alan Ripley. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry McWilliams. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Larry McWilliams. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wolford moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burrows. Clark reaches second base with a double. Wolford scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McWilliams fields it and has Clark trapped. He races towards second and tags Clark for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ripley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini strikes out. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Braves, 1. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benedict moves to third. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWilliams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. Hubbard moves to second. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pettini hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadek is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripley strikes out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McWilliams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolford juggles the ball. That's an error on Wolford. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWilliams is 0-for-1 in the game. McWilliams bunts in front of the plate. Sadek fields it and throws to first for the out. Gomez moves to second. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gomez moves to third. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gomez tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Braves. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford strikes out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burrows. Clark reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. Horner strikes out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-2 in the game. Burrows hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettini hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Benedict fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadek hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Alan Ripley. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Darrell Evans now playing third base. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Larry Herndon now playing center field. Greg Minton now pitching. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Benedict hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Benedict reaches second base with a double. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to first for the out. Benedict moves to third. One out. Mike Lum pinch hits for Larry McWilliams. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Lum reaches second base with a double. Benedict scores. It's Giants, 3, Braves, 3. Jerry Royster pinch runs for Mike Lum. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Royster moves to third. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Royster scores. It's 4-3, Braves. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Matthews moves to third. Tom Griffin now pitching. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-3 in the game. Horner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-3, Braves. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-3 in the game. Burrows is walked intentionally. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Benedict hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry Royster now playing third base. Rick Camp now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 3 in the game. Wolford strikes out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stennett strikes out. Two outs. Max Vanabil pinch hits for Joe Pettini. Max Vanabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vanabil hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.